Okay, so, yeah, what I'm going, can you hear me, by the way? Okay, try, yeah, good. What I'm going to introduce to you is from the perspective of the banking industry or the payments industry. The first part of the presentation will deal, let me see if I can have it to work here. Okay. Will really be on what the industry, the European banking industry, are doing now on the mobile payments and the background behind it, of course. But after that, I will also give you a bit insight in some user case example from the bank I'm representing also, so because we are quite active in what we call e-banking. And mobile is quite important in that context. So in order to see what is going on in the market just now. The European Payments Council, very briefly, is created to establish what we call the European, the single euro payments area, we call it the SEPA. This is really to re-engineer the payments industry in the way that in the euro area at least, all the domestic legacy payments infrastructures and services you have are going to be taken away and replaced by what we call the single euro payments market. That is with the new payment services that are the same in respectively over which country you reside. So in a way we are taking the borders, the national borders are moved away and then brought to what we call the SEPA land. And the SEPA land today encompasses 32 countries. It's the European Economic Area. Plus Switzerland. So, and for the euro countries, it's a full replacement for all the other EU and EEA countries, which still have their own currency, that will trigger that they have to do the SEPA services in the same way as the rest. And when they find it rational, they can even then use those services domestically when they change the standards and the rules. So, in a way, we are representing the full banking industry, that is several thousand banks, and is the coordinating and decision-making body on what we do on payments. We have also created what we call a strategy and a roadmap on mobile channel. The reason why we have done that is the mobile as such is the most successful communication tool or device we have seen in modern history is so widely distributed today that you find it everywhere. Everybody has a mobile phone, even in those places where they don't have bank cards or bank accounts. And when we are in the service business, a lot of sectors, a lot of industries are in the service sector. They need to have communication and relation with their customers. And when you have this fantastic tool, which now are also being enabled, what we call with smartphones, capabilities, network capabilities, interfacing with other media and so forth, then it makes sense to see how you can leverage that capability into your own service sector. And that is exactly what we are doing also now in the banking sector. You can do a lot of different things with a mobile. If we then talk about the categories in the payments area, to be a bit narrow-minded. On the mobile payments, we are talking about contactless payments. It's in a way that you carry, let us say, your credit card or debit card, whatever card, in a secure element on the phone. And you use it, for example, by our contactless means so that instead of using the card and slice it on a point of sale, you have a mobile phone carrying the card and you just tap it. This can be used for different purposes, loyalty cards, payments cards, or it could be used at the point of sale level. It could be used a lot of other places, as I said, even in the, especially in the commute sector. We have always seen that this have very high penetration today. Mobile banking is really the relation you have with your bank, managing your account. In olden days, you had to go to the bank yourself, but then a lot of communities, banks and so forth have started with internet banking. you have your PC and you log on to your bank with authentication tools, and you do payments from your bank account and follow you what activity is happening there. But now this is also available through what we call the mobile channel. So you can enable exactly the same things using the mobile phone as your tool in order to communicate and address your account. We also have what we call remote payments, where you, from your account, can release payments to somebody. It could be person to person, or it could be person to business, remotely. We also have authentication. Of course, when you're doing e-banking and especially internet banking more and more, it's very important that your clients are able to authenticate themselves safely to the bank. But when we talk about what we call PKI solutions, it's more than just authentication. It's really also about how you can legally sign contracts on the net, on the internet, with your service supplier. It could be if you want to have this insurance agreement, or if you want to have a loan agreement. You can really re-engineer the way you deal with your clients that way. You can cut your own cost, you can get the service much faster to your clients, and you can create much more convenient for your customers. As I said, we have created a roadmap. The roadmap is a strategy and with clear deliverance, both covering mobile contactless payments and the remote payments area. When we first started with the mobile contactless area, we were really starting with a very immature environment. The first we thought about as a banking industry, how we could leverage existing infrastructures available already. The most widely spread infrastructure in that sense was really to see if we could use the mobile operator's infrastructure, the UICC SIM card. It's owned and controlled by the mobile industry, the mobile operator industry. But we started the discussion and discussions on industry, cross-industry level with the DSMA representing the mobile operators in order to create what we call trusted services management role, to define really how this could be done in a most efficient way for us all. The mobile industry, mobile operator industry had some benefits with doing that. Nav can tell a bit about it later. But of course for us it's how we can manage all our banking applications easily and over the air. This is just a very short illustration on mobile contactless payments. And what we are talking about is really the secure element controlled by the mobile operators. And then we got the agreement that we should define this ecosystem together. We define it because we wanted to leverage and enable SIPA to have efficient lodging of this kind of services. But the model we created is really a model that could be global. We're using then the service, the secure element as the platform where we can download and personalize and manage the cards, debit cards or credit cards. Providing the necessary framework then how banks can access their customer base through this MNO infrastructure. I will not spend too much time on it, but we have created now the contactless payment services management roles that was publicized already last year to help everybody to start establishing this infrastructure and these services. And now it's happening many places, even on a community basis. For example, in France, they are thinking about it in Holland, and there are other places. There are a lot of initiatives in this field. But we are now trying to find out how this can be done in a coherent way so that we in the end up with an efficient, interoperable environment. We have also created a mobile white paper in order to help the industry to understand the user cases, the service propositions, and how they should really create, what they should do when they start to introduce services through this channel. For us, it's very at the EPC level, it's very important that we are not going the next step, the next mile, and that is to enable what we call interoperability amongst the different communities. So that SIPA is really becoming a reality also for this kind of using the mobile as the tool set to enable SIPA payments. So we are just now, as was said, already we have created the implementation guidelines based on cards, which is out for public consultation. 17th of June is the deadline for that. And then it will follow new guidelines for both remote type of payments and for card payments later. And we will follow up so that and overview the landscape so and heard everything so that we can see a SIPA environment emerging out from this and also enable more efficient implementations. Let me see. I think I will go directly to a user case. Let me see. Let me show you. I think it's, yeah. I will be quick. As I said, I'm working DNB Norway. It's the second largest of the Nordic banks, by far the largest in Norway, and we have a lot of activities on special sectors globally. So this is our network, global network. But what I'm going to do is mostly explain the user cases from the Norwegian client base and what we do on e-innovations and on the e-services. Let me see if I can, yeah. When we are looking in the payments in this landscape, it's important to see how mature the countries are in using bank accounts as the means of payments, to enable the payments. And we see that the Scandinavian countries, United States and so on, there are some countries that are high on that scale. But that doesn't tell the full story because it could be an efficient or an inefficient story. It has to do with what kind of services. Is it e-services or is it paper? If you go to the United States, it's a lot of paper, it's a lot of checks. If you look at the card transaction, electronic debit card transactions, we have, this is old figures, but we have already in Norway now passed 300 card transactions per capita. It's the highest in Europe, probably in the world. Iceland has some mixed numbers, it's not comparable because it's mixing the statistics. But they are also high on the usage of cards. The point is that still we have this maturity, we still have a 10% growth in that area, and that also tells a bit about the potential when we talk about contactless payments, when we are bringing the physical cards into the mobile phone and enabling it to be used for that purpose, and also other types of environments where we can't normally use a physical card. The story in just the Norwegian market now is that we have reached 98% e-payments. So we are almost fading out all paper handling. The last mile, the last papers we have, is very costly, but we are working to get it out of the system. So this is really an e-environment. This is e. The reason is that we, not only we, but I mean the customers in Norway, persons and businesses have been very technology oriented. They are using technology, they are using the internet, they did it quite early. And as a banking industry, we evolved and have introduced new channels, multi-channel approaches in order to enable more efficiency in what we do and how we can improve. And as I said, the last things we are doing now, the internet banking is already there, everybody is using it. But the PKI solution, authentication and also electronic signatures is a community model, and more of services is now also signed by ID solutions over internet. And the mobile channel has been introduced. And this is a user case just showing what we did in this small, well, in the Norwegian market, 5 million persons, inhabitants. We have 2.3 million of them. We have a different types of channels to reach our clients. multi-channels over telephone, call centers, branches, ATMs, internet, mobile, and so forth and so forth. We have even in the bank, Dinmenor, we all have more than 2,000 shops and post offices where we also render the services because we have special agreements there. But if you look on the situation and let's say the correlation between those countries where people are using internet more actively, there is a very clear correlation that the banking industry has been able then also to create their services through that channel, online banking services based on the internet. You can see Norway on the top there. It has very much to do with that we introduced it as a banking industry quite early, but all our clients are using internet. And you can see there is a clear pattern that if you have maturity on technology uses, then you can also render the services in different sectors, for example, the online banking services. And then we come to the mobile story. Is it the same there? Because the mobile is spread out. Everybody has a mobile. And more people now have the smartphones. So it's really there. Wouldn't it make sense then suddenly that we also are able then, that there is a correlation so that we are able to grow in the financial service sector over capacity in the mobile dimension? I will also mention very quickly the social networks. They are becoming more and more important also for all the service sectors. Also for the mobile usage, if the Facebook is encompassing, is one of those networks, but it's very important, it encompasses 600 million people. If that was a country, it would be the third largest on Earth. Just the last year, less than a year, there has been a triple, three times as many mobile Facebook users as it was 9 or 12 months ago. Growing from 65 million to more than 150. It goes very, very fast. So we can see now that there is a very clear tendency. There have also been questioned the different, let's say, market actors, what they believe will be the most important channels for the future. Somebody are saying that mobile could even replace the PC. But what they all believe is that both of those channels will be important. But the mobile will probably be the most important. And based on, let us say, a business rationale perspective when you run a bank, there are evidence that, first of all, it's very important when you're a bank with a broad set of services that you have fully engaged clients, because then they are sticking to you and they buy the different things. Lending, insurance, savings, payments, a lot of other things. And then it's also evidence that if you are good at dealing with them with the mobile phone, create easy and convenient so they easily can manage their life, their economy and so forth, you can enable cross-selling to them and they will stick to you, they will be fully engaged, they will not shop around. We started with the SMS services 3 years ago. We boarded them via our internet bank. But we were able to do it. There is not many good stories on this, but there are possible. It's possible to do it. And we were able to board on our Norwegian client base, one-third of our client base into the mobile channel in just 2.5 to 3 years. We have more than 50 million alerts inquiries already annually. And this is something they pay for. On normal payments, it's e-payments, they normally don't pay anything. But on this one, it's because it's the convenience factor. It brings something. I will not go into the details here, but they can manage exactly what they want to have. They just tag it out. We also have a payment service where you can be on the top of a mountain and if your daughter calls you or a friend or something that needs money, not tomorrow or in 2 days, but here and now. You can trigger off very easily money to that person. That is also the environment we are facing now. We are going into the 24/7 real-time expectations by the young generations. And we see it in more and more areas. And this is something we also work on in EPC, in the European Payments Council, to see if we can find models and community models that can encompass different needs in the markets, person to person, person to business, next day, real time, depends on what kind of things you want to cover and the timing of doing it. Yeah, this is more sales. We got an award screening more than 100 important service suppliers in America and in Europe on innovations and multi-management or multi-channel management. We were screened and found good enough to be awarded in that connection. We are doing a lot of other things in mobile apps. Why are we doing a lot of mobile apps? Because it's important to build a good relation with the clients, service excellence, and it can be knitted to the different business areas we are doing. So in a way, we are launching a lot of apps, and this is exactly what is happening now in the market. You know the iPhone story with all the apps there, iPhone Store, but this is really a hype now. This is really the battlefield going on. The other things who is also going on is the preparation to prepare and try out contactless payments, which I already have said, and we are doing that also. So I think I will stop there, but just to say that the E is already there. The mobile is already there, it's happening. We see there are some gaps, and we try to fill it in. And some of that we try to do in the European Payments Council. And we have to work not only within the banking industry, but we have to reach out and work together with global platform, with the DSMA, with the, not least the big card schemes like Visa, MasterCard, and a lot of others, because this is an environment which is controlled and in the interest of multiple of stakeholders. This is more complex than just working in a singular banking network. So I think I will stop there and leave the word to the next speaker.